This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
He won't. He doesn't want to talk to us forever.
Hunter Hayes.
Hey.
What's up, man? We're in Rob and Holly show here hanging in Detroit City. How are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm golden.
Is it because you're in Europe? Are you still in Europe or are you back home?
I have no idea where I am. No, I'm actually back at home after not knowing where I am for a very long period of time. But I'm back at home hanging out on the couch with my dogs, and I couldn't be happier.
Oh, that sounds nice.
We love dogs. We do a little pet of the week here. We try to get people to adopt and not shop. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a retired racing greyhound.
Oh, those are nice.
Who is the sweetest, laziest old man. And then I've got my other, quite the contrast. Ella is a Whippet Beagle mix, and she's my little adventurer protector of the house, and the two of them are quite the team.
Aww.
What is your most proudest trick that you have taught your dogs?
Wait,
that's a good one. No, we try to do that with our dog. Wait and stay. Doesn't really work very often, but we're working on it.
That's because you're a pushover, Rob.
What?
Wow. Getting tense in here.
So, dude, we are excited, though, because I feel like it's been a little while since we've seen you. It's been years since we've seen you.
Yeah. I feel like it's been years since, even though we've been on the road and we've done some shows, we've put out some music that I'm really proud of. It's been a while. You know, it's been a while since I've been fully 100% me. And it took a minute to get back to being me, but I feel obviously, just on cloud nine to be back on the road again. I mean, just like on properly building a show, getting to rehearse the show, building a tour. This is something we haven't done in a while, and it feels so just. I mean, it's energizing, it's re-energizing, but it's also just like, man, it feels like a first for me in a lot of ways because you know, with a lot of changes and life changes and a whole new team, a whole new band. It's rad, man. I'm on cloud nine.
We are super excited to see and hear some new stuff because we've been waiting too. But and it's been so long that you got a new style, you got a new haircut and everything. I noticed.
Yeah, it was time, man. It was time. I just felt like it was part of the old chapter, and I was like, it's got to go. I need to feel new again, and it's such a simple, stupid thing. But for me, it was a big deal. I was just like, nope, I'm getting rid of all the hair. And I'm just, you know, new hashtag new album, new me. Right?
Nice.
You look a little bit more like a badass, and I feel like that's why there's a little bit of a swear in your song.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
is that what happened? You shaved your head, and now you're swearing in your songs.
Bigger, badder, bolder. I like it.
Hey man. You know, it's one step at a time to dangerousness.
And well, you know what? I feel like I might need to change up my look too, then, Holly, because Hunter and I. Well, we kind of have the same look going on. This the the slick back blonde hair thing, and I'm right. like, maybe it's time to shave my head. What do you think?
You're gonna look identical to Hunter Hayes April 27th when he comes here. You're gonna be twinsies with him.
Well, you know, it's funny. One of the last times we saw you at one of the county fairs, we were taking some photos, and I was telling everyone that you were my little brother.
Oh, nice. Well, it's nice to have,
Bob.
Nice to have a brother. As an only child, that's actually very. It's nice.
I got you, man. Now, we're brothers.
You guys are bros for sure.
Yes.
That's you got right. my back, man. Thank you.
Hunter Hayes, I totally get that, too. I'm an only child as well. So, see, Rob, you get along with only children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't, Hunter, you don't have the only child syndrome, do you? Have you heard of this?
I mean, it depends. Whereas I'm very anxious to see where this is going.
I don't know. Holly, you've heard of this,
you
right?
You told me about it because you actually said that I don't have it, and so, it was a nice compliment.
The only child syndrome, I think it just comes with people who are a little bit too into themselves because they were, you know, they were used to getting everything.
They didn't,
attention, have to, they didn't have to share anything with anyone, but I don't see you as that kind of person at all.
I mean, obviously, no one would want to label themselves that way. Of course, I'm going to say, no, I definitely don't have that. But that's more of the optimistic approach. But I think I'll tell you this. One thing I'm really grateful for, being an only child, even though I was kind of lonely at some points, it did make me find the thing that makes me happy. Like, I've learned how to, dive in deeper to the things that make me happy, and obviously music is one of those. It's the biggest thing for me. It is the thing. But I spent more time making music and writing music, and I'm very grateful for that.
So what besides music that maybe some people don't know about you, what makes you happy besides music?
I am as boring as it gets. So it's primarily music. I mean, because for me, I'm not, I'm lucky that I'm interested in all parts of it. So when I get bored or exhausted in one area, I can go nerd out in another area or work on somebody else's music. It's just, I really, really enjoy it. Honestly, I mean, other than that, I'm, just either, dreaming about getting a pilot's license or sitting on the couch binge watching TV shows with my dogs.
Stop, Hunter. You are definitely Rob's long lost brother because you literally just described Rob. And then I think I know because Rob wants to be a pilot as well.
I've been wanting to do this for a really long time, and I just haven't pulled the trigger on taking lessons yet.
It's so much time.
You know what? I went up and I flew with a buddy of mine recently, and he's like, just, grab on. And so he's like, you're flying the plane now. And, normally you wouldn't get to that point of flying the plane until a few lessons in. But I knew the guy. So he's like, all right, go ahead. And I'm flying this plane. And then I was thinking to myself, I don't know if I want this responsibility. I think I just want to make enough money to where that I can have people fly me around. So that's the new goal.
That's a very optimistic way to look at it, and I'm totally in support of that. However, it is a lot of responsibility, but man, there's nothing. I mean, my first time that I was, so for my birthday several years ago, like all my friends know that I want to be a pilot, and it's like it's almost a joke at this point because it's something I really want to do, but I've never made the time for it because you have to dedicate a lot of time, and I'm not willing to do that. But a couple years ago, they got me my first pilot's lessons for my birthday, and I went up, and I just thought it was going to be kind of really cool. Like, we'd go up in the air, and he'll let me, take control at a certain point. Fact check, no, that is not what happened. Like, dude put me in charge as, before we took off. And I was stoked because I'd spent a lot of time, on simulators. So I was like, come on, bring it, And we went up, and first thing he did was set the engine back to idle.
Yep.
And teach me how to fly the plane without having an operating engine. So that was a fascinating process. And but there was nothing like it, man. I've never experienced anything like it. It's the ultimate freedom. But yes, it's a huge responsibility as well. Yeah.
Did you ever? We've learned that Dierks Bentley is a pilot. Did he? You ever talk to him about it?
We have nerded out about being pilots, and but it's intimidating though because like I'm glad that you're interested because it's fun to talk to people who want to be a pilot. It is not as fun to talk to people who are pilots because they are professionals and I'm intimidated by it.
Right.
It's like what I think I know pales in comparison to what they know. And it's just, I just feel like a total letdown.
Well, maybe we'll just stick to dreaming about it for now and have fun talking about it and having other people that know what they're doing fly us around.
It's good to have dreams.
Yeah. It sounds like a good. It sounds like a good way to start.
Absolutely. So, hey, man, we're super pumped for you to come to Royal Oak Music Theater. It's been a long time coming, so we want you back here, man. And it's great to hear you're got a whole new thing, new music, new hair, new life.
Amen, man. I'm so excited. Thanks for having me back. Thanks for letting me call and chat with you guys, man. I'm pumped about this tour for a lot of different reasons, and it means a lot to me, and I'm ready for it.
Hell yeah, man. And yeah, maybe we'll try to go fly around Detroit with some of our pilot buddies here when you get into town.
April 27th.
Love.
All right.
Thanks,
I'm down.
Please.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Look forward to it.
All right. Bye-bye.
What happened?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.